USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The top infectious disease expert in the nation has warned Capitol Hill lawmakers that needless deaths and suffering will result if the country is opened up too soon. Dr. Anthony Fauci also told a Senate hearing he's confident that a COVID-19 vaccine will be available sometime in the next year or two.
The very fact that the body is capable of spontaneously clearing the virus tells me that, at least from a conceptual standpoint, we can stimulate the body with a vaccine that would induce a similar response. So although there's no guarantee, I think it's clearly much more likely than not that somewhere within that time frame, we will get a vaccine for this virus.
There are now more than 1.3 million confirmed cases of the COVID-19 coronavirus in the United States. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Congress is trying to work out the details for more stimulus during the pandemic. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, has a message for House Democrats as they propose a $3 trillion coronavirus relief package.
This is not a time for aspirational legislation. This is a time for practical response to the coronavirus pandemic. And so we're going to insist on doing narrowly targeted legislation, if and when we do legislate again, and we may well, that addresses the problems, the needs, and not the aspirations of the Democratic majority in the House.
In New York City, Mayor Bill de Blasio says 52 children have been diagnosed with an inflammatory syndrome that's possibly linked to COVID-19.
It's bluntly frightening, and I want to say to parents out there, if you're hearing this information about pediatric multisystem inflammatory syndrome and it sounds scary.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Anti-Semitic incidents in America hit an all-time high last year. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
That's according to a report released on Tuesday morning by the Anti-Defamation League. It says American Jews were the targets of more anti-Semitic incidents in 2019 than during any other year over the past four decades. And they say the surge was marked by deadly attacks on a California synagogue, a Jewish grocery store in New Jersey, and a rabbi's New York home. The Jewish civil rights group counting 2,107 anti-Semitic incidents in the nation in 2019, and it says it found 61 physical assault cases, 1,127 instances of harassment, and 919 acts of vandalism. That's the highest annual tally since the New York City-based group started tracking anti-Semitic incidents in 1979, and it marked a 12% increase over the 1,879 incidents it counted in the year of 2018. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Major League Baseball owners have approved a return-to-play plan that aims to have the sport returning by early July to empty stadiums. MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred plans to present the proposal to players on Tuesday. Under the proposal, the MLB season could begin on the 4th of July weekend. Teams will be getting ready for the season at their own stadiums. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.